At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Mercedes Man Cave. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes today. Happy Friday. About to have another big weekend of preseason NFL enjoyment.
Let's go.
You know, and I've gotten to this point with NFL preseason, Mike, is that I now look and say, okay, what teams are playing their starters so I can make sure that those are the games that I get to see. Like, I see the Chiefs are going to play their starters the whole first quarter. Must see TV.
Well, you got to get excitable, get a couple of series in, and then the whole time, if you've already done your fantasy draft or you're a fan of a team, you're holding your breath. Saying please, 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 or you sit and watch a tie
every
like
day.
You did last night.
Every day I wake up and I think that way. Yeah, I can't tell you how many days, because you know me, I'm a Jets fan. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, I might have heard that
a little bit
through the grapevine. Yeah.
Okay, so like, I would say three times over the course of the past 3 weeks since the Jets started training camp. The first thing I do in the morning is get up, make sure the world is still there, and then I get on and get going, start prepping for the show that night. And I get on, and I see at the top of the trending charts is McColl. And I go, oh no, McColl Hardman got hurt at practice. Oh no. And all three times I click on it, no, it's some crazy Real Housewives or Big Brother. I think it's Big Brother.
Yeah,
Big Brother story thing,
yeah.
Involving a character.
Now, yeah,
like,
you have a new season that started and all this
stuff. I'm like, okay, no. And I scroll through because, you know, you can't just do the first couple because the first couple could be something from like 8 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going, no, let me look. Good. Big Brother, no. Big Brother, good. Okay, good. All right, I feel good. Okay,
yeah, but
I'm
you
good.
Also
I'm
have
good.
The problem where you can't let it go, so you keep scrolling. So at some point, you're going to need thumb replacement surgery.
I don't know
from
about that.
That pose you got going on all the time.
No, I see, because what I do is I like to, because I did have like bad carpal tunnel in my right arm for a long time. And then
there's all sorts of questions
Midlife. Yeah. I taught. Oh well, mid-career.
You stopped doing anything?
No, I just gave up.
I gave up.
Mid-career, I trained myself like Rocky. Like remember when Rocky was fighting Lefty?
Yeah.
And then Mickey made him train to fight righty. Tied his left arm down.
Sure.
Hey, Rocky got.
That's what
punch.
They did to me in a kindergarten class.
I tell you what,
you're
going to
write with
Rock.
Your right hand. You're the devil's spawn.
When I say switch, you switch, but not until I tell you, Rock. And I taught myself how to maneuver the mouse expertly with my left hand.
Did you really?
And now I am an ambidextrous mouse typer. I feel like I'm a computer savant and wizard now because I can do it. Hey,
now
look
you're
at
stealing
this.
My pronunciation of wizard.
Look at this in the right hand. Look at this in the left hand. I can do it all.
Can you do anything else with it?
I can do it all.
Can you baseball?
That's.
Can you sign your name?
No, that's about it. No.
Can you sign Pam's name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can. Yeah, she's got the worst writing in the world. My wife, her writing is terrible. It's absolutely awful.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good to know. But yeah, we've got a full slate of preseason games. A lot of people mad at Cade York, goes 3-for-3 and then misses two late. So some implications, shall we say, there. A couple of injuries to watch coming out of that game. But the full slate of preseason. We're ramping up. We're almost there. We got another fantasy draft later today that we're being pestered about at 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's all good.
However, with all the NFL going on, we have to talk about what we are seeing right now with two huge teams going in absolutely different directions in Major League Baseball. One, make it 11 in a row for the Dodgers.
Padres a gallon short. The 0-1. Fly ball to deep left field. That one is on its way, and it is gone! A home run! Austin Barnes' first home run of the year! And the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Evan Phillips to Willie Adames, and here it comes. And down he goes! Swung on and missed strike three. The Dodgers won 11 straight. Phillips saves his 18th. The Dodgers' 12th shutout of the year.
Charlie Steiner, AM 570 on the call. The home run on the anniversary of his last home run. So, you know, this day every year, you got to put him in the lineup.
Yeah, every day he's going to go his first home run in 125 at bats.
Is he playing? Yeah, it's Austin, every Austin Barnes Day. Yesterday is Austin Barnes Day.
Does he have a bobblehead night next year for this? See, he didn't get the hat trick?
On that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he always...
Look, if they can rush a Joe Kelly mariachi jacket bobblehead into production after he gets reacquired by the Dodgers, they've got a long lead here. You got a full year.
Yeah, but I got to ask you, did they rush it into production or did they just have so many left over? They said, let's hold on to it. You never know. We may get him back at some point. And if we we could have a bobblehead day. I think it was pretty fast turnaround.
I just remember how fast we were able to make mine all those years ago. So, I mean, it can be done. It can be processed. But just a crazy night, right? 1-0, a team that the surge here in Los Angeles, it's just a fever pitch again, right? Beyond the Lakers are going to play the Nuggets. See, I got football on the brain.
Sure. Play the Broncos.
Going to play well, I mean, look.
Get a new look at that Sean Payton offense. Yeah, let's see. Yeah.
But, you know, the Nuggets on opening night, like, that was a big deal. But this is just a ridiculous run that we are watching, experiencing. You got guys getting healthy, guys getting right as you get into winning time.
Now, I'll give you a hot take about the Dodgers.
Yeah, let's go.
About this season for you. Superbly versatile, all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz, impressively techie, and surprisingly roomy. With available seating for up to 7, the vehicle is all-electric. Vehicle is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. That's mbusa.com/EQB. This is the most impressive regular season the Dodgers have had in their run of the past decade plus. And it's not even close. This is the most impressive season they have had because this is their least talented team. And they're still 20 games plus over 500. They're still running away with the NL West. The other teams have to be saying, what the hell do we have to do? The Dodgers didn't sign anybody in the yard. They didn't go get Otani. They didn't go back and reacquire Scherzer. They didn't get Verlander. Didn't do anybody. They got starting pitching questions. They got all kinds of things. And here they are, over 20 games over 500 again.
Well, they're only for the offensive side of things. I mean, you got two guys that would headline any superhero franchise. Right, and Freeman and Betts. So you get that. You get Martinez. You're only 24 runs scored fewer than Atlanta, who we talked about as this juggernaut. The big thing is that you've been able to manage all this and, look, the ebb and flow of things, and we always talk about Dave Robertson in situations, pulling pitchers, whatever, but he's pulling the strings, right? Because they're middle of the pack in Major League Baseball as far as team ERA, and they've had to navigate with a lot of injuries to their big starters. And then you go and get Lance Lynn in Chicago, bad culture. We've heard a million other. I'm a White Sox guy, Southside Chicago, for those unawares. So I've watched the pain of that squad. Well, you get him out of there, suddenly he's a Cy Young candidate. He's lowered his season ERA by a run and a half, 4-0, 5 strikeouts per walk, all of these things, pitching to a 1.44 ERA, and he's an innings eater, which means you're taxing that bullpen less. And with Clayton Kershaw coming back, yeah, I know he didn't have a massive inning start, but you look at what he's done in his two starts coming back, all of a sudden you start getting that momentum rolling towards the playoffs, and there's a lot of intrigue. So I get your point, right, that they didn't go and shine any big, you know, sign any big, shiny big ticket items in the offseason, but they had a pretty good base from which to build.
Well, look, their base is, look, you talk about Betts and Freeman at the top of the order. And for all the talk about the Braves and, well, Acuna and Olsen, who's the MVP there, the Braves got 8 All-Stars, okay? They got All-Stars up and down the line.
But, I mean, that's also right? A tag team match to headline the next WrestleMania, so, I mean, when you get down to it.
It's a lot of pressure on Betts and Freeman, but they're always on base, and they set the table for the next two batters in the order. You know, look, you got Will Smith, who's an All-Star, and you have Max Muncy, who's going to hit 40 home runs, knock in 100 runs, and hit 197.
Good for him.
After that,
throwback, baby.
After that, the lineup sort of... But still, you get clutch hits from Outman. Kike Hernandez has been really good since they got him. The Dodgers' starting pitching has not been great. They haven't had a starter go 8 innings all year. You're depending on Lance Lynn. Kershaw's coming back. You're hoping. You're hoping Walker Buehler comes back. You're hoping. The bullpen was awful for a long time. Then what happened? They went on a month run where their ERA was 1.5. And you're saying to yourself, what the hell is it? What the hell is it? This is the most impressive season they've had. And it should wind up being Dodgers-Braves NLCS, but right now with this team, that when you want to compare the talent to the top talent in Major League Baseball, other teams are above them. All right, yeah, the Dodgers are okay at the very top. You're talking about Kershaw, Freeman, Betts. All right, then it really falls off because other teams have much more depth. And I honestly thought this is where the Dodgers were waiting to go in at the deadline. They didn't spend this offseason, which turned out to be the smartest move, because every year they spend money. They realize last year we won 110 games, didn't even get us to the NLCS. So what do we do this year? We have a good team that can stay in contention, and we'll go buy at the deadline. And they went out and got nice little pieces at the deadline to come in and fortify where they had. I thought they had that big move coming, but obviously you saw Rodriguez didn't want to make the... No, I don't want to go play for the Dodgers. You don't want to play for the Dodgers? No, I want to stay with Detroit. Good luck. So that was the big move they had to fortify the starting pitching. It didn't work out, and still it doesn't matter. This is I can't get over how impressive this
discipline
is.
Discipline at the plate as well, because you know what they do?
They get on base.
496 walks to lead Major League Baseball. Let's go. Get them on, get them over, get them in. New day and age in Major League Baseball.
Do you want me to talk again? When I snap and point to you, I want you to say anything. Now, the flip side of this, the flip side of the Dodgers are the Yankees.
Yeah.
Where they are sitting at something at a place where they have not been in 28 years. Going into tonight, they are 60-61. This is the latest in a season they've been under 500 since 1995. Right now, first of all, this explains and points to the excellence they have had in the last 28 years where, oh, they're under 500
it's
now.
Pretty good run.
Season,
yeah.
It's a good run.
Yeah.
Now, what happened in 95? 95, they were bad. Then 96 was Jeter and Pettit and Bernie Williams and World Series. And then 2 years later, World Series again and World Series again. So you see the excellence. But this team is just, I'm surprised they're still hovering around 500, because you are going to see the big, I would say the golden ticket of the offseason, not the golden sombrero. You're going to see the golden ticket of the offseason for the Yankees.
Is that so the Willy Wonka golden ticket coming up.
Going into next year, it's going to be a new GM, a new manager, and loads of new players.
I've got a golden ticket.
That's how it's going to go.
I've got a golden ticket.
That's Aaron Judge walking around the clubhouse going, I'm the only guy that's going to be here. Everybody else is going to be gone. Because the one thing about the Yankees is, look, they don't tolerate being this bad. And they're not just going to go into the offseason going, okay, a couple of lineup adjustments. Where no, it's time, and it's time to clean everything out and bring in what you need. Because Brian Cashman's a GM. As good as he was for most of his career, he's driven to the middle. He's no longer a guy that's going to make trades. He's afraid to trade any prospect because, God forbid, the guy goes someplace else and plays halfway decent. It's, hey, Cashman, how about you? I can't believe you traded that guy. He was so good. What'd you get back for him? He is afraid to trade. When all they would do was trade prospects for great players, and it would work out because Yankee and Dodger prospects are valued more than any other prospects in baseball, but they stopped doing it. Aaron Boone, you can see all the games he's getting thrown out. You know they need new leadership there, but the players is also a big thing because some of these guys are going to try to buy out, move some salary, because they need a complete overhaul. This Yankee team that you see in the spring is going to completely be unrecognizable from the Yankees you see right now. It's going to be 180 degrees top to bottom. GM, manager, scores of new players. That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, it's the curiosity of, you know, how much you adapt to the changing rules of Major League Baseball. And while you can look at the Dodgers, and it's much the same, right? And Dave Roberts managing as he did, you didn't do a complete overhaul, but you adjust. And certainly it's a lot of bullpen management. And going out and getting Lynn ends up being a massive move through the first month of that relationship. Gerrit Cole's got 10 wins in his 25 games that he's appeared, right? 18 starts. Clark Schmidt has 8 wins. He's 8-7, 25 starts. The next most wins by any pitcher for the Yankees is 5.
And that's Clemens. I mean, that's really...
Now he's in George's box. But yeah, it's just a miserable thing. You got Gerrit Cole with his 2.76 ERA looking around. What are we doing? Aaron Judge repeating the mantra that they've had. Quote, we're not showing up. That's what it comes down to. We're not showing up when we need to, especially down the stretch. We got every opportunity to keep ourselves in the race. We're not capitalizing when we need to. Same thing. We talk about what the Dodgers are doing. They get them on, get them over, get them in. Yankees are hitting .231. The only team with a worse team batting average in Major League Baseball is the A's. And they don't care. Okay, they care because they still need contracts. But you get my point.
No, they're
baseball Siberia at this point.
Just like the Raiders. Hey, we're going to be moving. Everything is going to be fine.
Yeah, everything's going
to
be wonderful.
Gruden's going to come back and manage the team as they move from Oakland to Vegas. Everything's going to be fine.
But yeah, they're hitting .231 as a team. And when we look at into all the metrics, just a miserable run, runners in scoring position, hitting amongst the league's worst again with the A's and the Royals and those types of numbers. And then you get those kind of platitudes from Aaron Judge, which is they were saying that in June. They were saying that at the end of May. Like, whatever, we'll turn it on, we'll get there. In August, you're in the AL East where the Orioles caught you. Blue Jays are good. Red Sox aren't a great team, but they're as good as you are in taxing you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not running away and hiding, and that's the one thing we've seen with the division owing all the way back to 96 and the change and all the prospects coming up and the run that they had and all the way through is even the last few years, they're a 90-win team every year, right? So the parallel of them and the Dodgers of, hey, you win a lot of regular season games, and then we're looking to what's the postseason? Because, right, that's all that matters when it comes to the Dodgers. Regular season is great. This streak is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Austin Barnes and the home run, all of this stuff, the chaos and heroes every night. But it's what are you doing in October? For the Yankees, the fact that October with 3 wild cards is the hope of that and the whisper of that is about as faint as Mets fans is a bad thing.
You know, why do you get all that matters? Listen,
wham!
The Mets don't matter. Don't hit me over the head with that. The Jets have Aaron Rodgers. That's what matters.
Did you check your Twitter yet this morning?
Everything is fine. Oh, his calf. It's like everybody is waiting for stuff. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. It looked like his left pinky
That was just a callback to the start of what we were doing with your angst
if
about
Aaron
your Rodgers Twitter
If Aaron Rodgers needs
checking.
A calf, I will, with my bare hands, rip your calf out
it's and, a pretty good calf.
And give it to him. It
might be able
gone.
To carry him through. Would I get a ring
I'll
then?
I'll bite it off if I have to. But
I had
right
a dream that I had a wild animal do that the
I'll
other
just,
night, though.
I
went out to Joshua Tree, and I had this whole thing, that scenario played up in my head that something could go bad while I'm sitting out and watching a meteor shower.
I will carry that calf like a giant turkey leg and bring it over to Aaron Rodgers and say, here, just put the calf in. Put the calf in. And my dad is very happy because his is the calf I would go to first, but now your calf is better. So,
that's good.
Yeah. He'll get to keep his head, but I will do that. And what? Don't think I won't.
No.
I won't.
You're carrying a giant knife and salivating as we speak.
I'm going to file my teeth right now if you think about it. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. So there you go. Big stuff for the Dodgers and, unfortunately, big stuff for the Yankees. Well, coming up next, we have some crazy stuff as far as Messi goes. And, yes, it's early on a Friday morning. We already have a big-time QB1 decision that just came down in the National Football League. That's coming up next right here. This is Fox Sports Radio. Innovation Refunds has helped thousands of small businesses with their ERC tax refunds. The ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. Have you started the application for the ERC but didn't finish it? Innovation Refunds can help you finish today, even if you started your filing with another company. Partner with their dedicated team of independent tax attorneys to complete your ERC application with confidence and peace of mind today. Innovation vacation refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice. They work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Terms and conditions apply. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to see if you qualify. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 1-843-REFUNDS. That's 1-843-REFUNDS. Or go to InnovationRefunds.com. InnovationRefunds.com. That's InnovationRefunds.com.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Slide into the weekend brought to you by our partners, Kings Hawaiian, who want to get together with friends and family. Enjoy the weekend by making every Sunday a Slider Sunday. And speaking of Sundays, we'll get to Lionel Messi coming up in a couple seconds with what he said in advance of tomorrow's League's Cup final. But it's early on a Friday morning. We have a QB1 decision.
Oh, let's
for
go.
This season in the NFL.
And it's not Andy Dalton.
Zach Wilson.
Famously QB1.
Has beaten out Aaron Rodgers as the Jets. No.
I'm not surprised. I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time.
Stop. Don't. You play that music, people think that's legitimate. You stop that.
Well, I mean, you tried to speak it into existence.
Did not.
That Aaron Rodgers, master motivator, has had Zach Wilson up his game to the point where he beat him out. Remember, because he said he was going to give him hell every day in camp, whoever shows up.
Hey, and I'll tell you, look, the Jets are making news every day. People get to get online every day and go, man, he throws those three-yard passes really well, Zach Wilson. He was 10 out of 13 at practice the other day for 8 yards. It was very impressive. No interceptions.
No. He's got to throw guys open for yak.
No interceptions.
I mean, that's on the receivers and the running backs. They're supposed to make plays.
Just to let my guard down for a second, I already have come to grips with the fact that at some point this season we're going to need Zach Wilson at quarterback.
No, that's right.
I know it's going to happen. Stop! No! Don't put it out. That's like putting it out there in the universe. Don't play that music, man. Come on.
Yeah, but doesn't that get the blood going?
Yes,
I mean, the hair on my arms just stood up. I was like, yeah, let's go.
But now I'm seeing Now I'm seeing Kurt Menefee go, and all eyes now on MetLife Stadium, where Zach Wilson will make his 8th consecutive start for the Jets. He is 7-0 with 18 touchdowns so far.
We'll go down to our guy, Jay Glazer, with the latest on the injured Jets starter.
Stop with that music, man. You're making it happen. It's going to make it all the way to Jets camp in Florham Park. Just stop. Just not going to.
Do you think everybody just paused and stood up and stared like it was the news team assemble?
I don't need it. Let's not have a brawl without no, the big QB1 news out of Washington, where, not a shock, but Sam Howell. Sam.
You and your guy's name, Sam.
Sam Howell is the Washington Commanders QB1 for the season. Ron Rivera saying, look, we kind of knew this was going to happen. Sam's the guy. They went into the offseason thinking he was the guy. And now call me a Pollyanna. Call me a guy who just wants to think good of people. But the three new quarterbacks this year that are going to get the most attention, Howell, Desmond Ridder, and of course Jordan Love in Green Bay. All these guys are going to do fine. All right, I know this. How are they going to be? Sam Howell, I watched him play a lot at North Carolina. This is a guy who once upon a time could have been the number one overall pick in the draft. Didn't happen for him. He slid down. But this is someone who's got all the tools, and he's got a couple of big weapons. I think Dotson's going to have a huge year this year. Washington, he will be fine. Desmond Ridder, he's got a lot of weapons. He'll be throwing to running backs and tight ends the entire
Bijan Robinson's going to have 184 receptions. He's going to break a record.
Talk about short completion. Zach Wilson's going, I could succeed in that offense. Ridder's accurate, and he's going to be fine. Jordan Love is going to be fine. I know people, but Jordan Love. The Packers are changing their offense to what they have always wanted to be the last couple of years. They didn't like being quarterback-driven with Aaron Rodgers because they couldn't stand the guy. They couldn't wait for him to leave. They've wanted to move this team from Aaron Rodgers-driven to a sledgehammer offense that revolves around strong running back play, and we throw the ball when we need to. Just like the 49ers. A couple of years ago when the Niners decided this is where we're going, that turned into the next wave of how to build a team. Let's get a couple of A-list running backs. Let's be able to move the football down the field. Let's be deep, but we don't need to go crazy with our guys at wide receiver. Now, obviously, in San Francisco, Deebo Samuel turned into a star. Brandon Ayuk is turning into a really good player. That's why they're at the top of the NFC. But this is what the Packers are doing. So all this talk when you hear, Jordan Love was this in the first game, was this. He's not asked to do the same things. They don't want him to do the same things Aaron Rodgers does. They want him to move the team down the field, make plays with his legs when he has to. He's not going to win a passing championship. He's not going to throw for 40 touchdowns, but he's going to move the offense, execute, and it will be fine. The biggest thing for them is they want their defense. Hey, we thought we were building, we were going to have a great defense. It didn't quite work out that way because that's the other part of this conversation. So Jordan Love, just don't expect him to be Rodgers because remember, that's not what they want. It's not that he can't do it. Oh, he can't. Look at him. He can't make this throw. No, the Packers are completely revamping how they want to attack on offense. They do not want to be quarterback driven. They are still scarred from all the Aaron Rodgers stuff the last couple of years moving on. All three of these guys, Howell, Ridder, and Jordan Love, they're all going to be fine this year.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Dotson, you got McLaurin, you got Logan Thomas coming back. You look at the running back situation, you got multiple players there, and you got Eric Bieniemy calling the shots. They may not like that he yells at them, but guess what? They'll get results. And this is a guy that had the pedigree. We talked about him a lot when he was at North Carolina. Here's the problem. He was at North Carolina where they didn't have a defense, and he would have to push to try to make plays, and unfortunately, sometimes it goes the other way, right? When we look at Jordan Love, the Green Bay, they would have loved for Aaron Rodgers to show up and actually, you know, that first half of the season, have some sort of chemistry with the young receivers they were breaking in. That didn't happen. Second half of the year, give me that offense and go back and replay that first half. Mm. They win a few of those games, right, with Watson and with Dobbs. But you have the running backs. Doesn't need to put up pinball numbers. The defense can't give up 22 points per game. They need more turnovers. They need playmakers. All those things that they expected that didn't happen. And you've got a division that's up for grabs. Everybody's fallen in love with Kirk Cousins after quarterback, and rightfully so. The Detroit Lions are everybody's darling. And then the Bears, I mean, a lot of bets on Justin Fields.
I like the Bears, man. I'll tell you, buddy.
They're intriguing.
You made a lot of big moves. I like the Bears. Yeah. I like your Bears.
But now you've cursed me and sent me into
this
a spiral.
This means now Jay Cutler's coming back to play for you this year.
I do have my jersey still.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah.
But see what? This does go. It goes to an idea we had.
Jay Cutler just woke up right now going, I need to play quarterback again. I've just gotten the call. I'm going to play. Get my arm in shape. I'm ready to throw.
Of course, now I got to look. Who's wearing number 6 for the Bears right now?
I bet you he could still throw off his back foot.
Oh, I have no doubt he could.
I bet he could throw off that back foot and show you, man, I can still sling it. I can still sling it to a strong safety.
Well, the arm
safety.
Was never a problem.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. You want me to hit a safety in the numbers off my back foot? I can do that.
Look at you.
I can do that
for you. Thanks for that. And with Ridder, simplify the offense. They ran the ball really well last year. Yeah.
And Caleb Williams will wear 6 for the Bears next year if it doesn't work out. So you'll be fine.
Well, no. Look, a lot of hope and expectations on Justin Fields. But all of these quarterbacks, they're not being asked to carry the world.
Yeah.
Right? They're built for balance. Right, the old Arnold Schwarzenegger always worked for balance and definition mm-hmm. in the gym, i.e. don't skip leg day.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing here. You need to have running backs in full effect. I was looking for the number 6 for the Bears just because we had that Velcro jersey nameplate
idea
the other day.
Isn't it? Yeah, that was a great idea.
So like, if you get tired of the guy, you can go back and say, all right, it's retro.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm tired of this guy wearing this jersey now. I'm changing out the nameplate and hearkening back to a better time.
Because I'll tell you, there's lots of Jets fans that have those 33 Jamal Adams jerseys. I want to rip that nameplate off and put Cook on the back. I want to rip
that
off.
See, that's it.
I want to get that new jersey going. I want to rip that off, put it back on. Velcro jersey backs. The numbers stay the same. Only the names change.
We're just trying to figure out, because a lot of folks aren't going to invest in a new jersey. If nothing else, all they're going to do is, you know, donate those. And that's good that it gets donated and maybe worn by and, you know, lightly used, lightly loved clothing gets used by somebody else. But what if you could get another $30 out of them for that nameplate?
Just ordering a name. Instead of ordering a jersey, plate, you order a nameplate.
Because they're not going to buy a new jersey
necessarily.
You
take the Velcro off.
Right? They're going to be like, nah, you got me once for my $100 or $200 or whatever it is. Or grandma's not giving me that as a gift again.
Yeah.
But for $30, I'll buy the nameplate.
Or you could even go one. I'll go one step further. You could have one of those like satin jackets, say blue and orange. That's a Mets jacket. Oh wait, take that off. Put the Knicks logo on there.
That's
you're
not bad.
All set to go, right? Like blue and orange.
We just need to find similar color Mets schemes and go from there.
I could go
removable
Mets,
orange stripes
Knicks,
and everything.
Syracuse. I just need one jacket the rest
See,
of my
that's
life.
It.
What am I going to wear? They all stink. No logo today. No logo. Just go with the white fuzzies.
Now I'm in favor of the referees. It's like you're wearing the referee hat or the NFL logo hat, like you're Rob Lowe.
So we'll have more NFL coming up in a few minutes because pretty sure one former first round pick is going to be playing his last game for his current team this weekend. But in advance of the League's Cup final tomorrow, Lionel Messi and Inter Miami playing in Nashville. Nashville, the scene in Nashville supposedly is insane right now because Messi is there. He said in an interview a few hours ago that right now the MLS has a chance to grow and get to the level of Europe's top leagues. So you're talking about La Liga, you're talking about the English Premier League, you're talking about Bundesliga, that this is where the MLS can be. And he goes on to say, look, it's not there right now. He goes, it's very comparable to the Mexican League right now, but it's getting to that point where we're there. And just when you see the traveling road show that is Messi, right? Like I said, Nashville is insane with Messi fever. What'd they sell? How many millions of dollars of jerseys did they sell when he first signed with Inter Miami?
It was over $300 million worth of jerseys, practically overnight.
It's something that we've heard for a long time, but the era of soccer in the mainstream in the United States not only is here and here to stay, in the next 5 years, we'll be talking about the MLS alongside the NBA and Major League Baseball as the four major sports in this country, right? NFL is still going to be above everything. But while you could really say MLS is kind of the fourth league now, you know, the NHL took a huge dive. Look, you and I growing up was always the big four.
Right.
In the next 5 years, because it's just that time, there's the traveling roadshow of Messi that's going to be spearheading all of this. Everywhere he goes, it's like Taylor Swift is coming to town.
Yeah.
Messi is here. Messi is here. Messi is here. And with the continued drama that we always get from the U.S. men's and U.S. women's national teams, win or lose, there is incredible interest in them all through the calendar. And you tack on the fact that you look at television shows like this is where Ted Lasso has become the best comedy of the last few years. And Welcome to Wrexham has become such an incredibly popular show. Like, we've been waiting for that era of soccer to arrive. And it's finally here. Like, I know because I've been hearing this for 30 years. So the time is now. And Messi is the cherry on top of this cake.
Well, it doesn't mean there weren't a bunch of false starts.
There were.
Right?
But here's a player that might break through.
This is a guy that might break through.
Beckham was the guy who brought it over. And, hey, he got... You know, what's the line from Moneyball? John Henry says, first guy through the wall always gets bloody. Beckham comes through. Oh, No, he was the guy that had to break through to say, this can happen. And now you have, almost a generation later, Messi coming in, still playing at a high level at 36. The guy's got 9 goals in 6 games. As great as Zlatan was, he's even better. And with his global popularity and the popularity he has here in the United States already, this is the time. And we're going to be talking MLS in the next 5 years, just like when you see daily sports talk shows, you listen to them on the radio, you watch TV, you watch Undisputed, all the stuff. You're going to see MLS debates. You're going to see Messi at the top of the highlights for all the news. That's where soccer is going. It is that time has arrived. We are in that time. When you look back at 2023 in a few years and say, okay, what's 2023 going to be known for in the world? It will be, yes, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. But 2023, they're going to look back and go, that's the year that soccer hit it big. That's when we hit the oil underground and it just started gushing. Next 5 years, I mean, right alongside the other sports top four.
Taylor Swift, and Messi.
No, Rodgers. Rodgers has been longer. Rodgers has been longer than Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but look what Taylor Swift brought to economies, city for city.
You think Rodgers isn't bringing to economies?
No, all the
giants. How many people are doing darkness retreats now because of Aaron Rodgers?
There's probably some percentage.
How many people are
drinking? A bunch of people that fancy themselves sports writers and said, I got to see this for myself.
I go to Pavilions or Ralph's, and the ayahuasca tea section is completely sold out all the time. I can't buy ayahuasca tea. Everybody's using it now. He's a trendsetter.
Yeah, you went to buy your ayahuasca tea.
Excuse me, do you have the ayahuasca tea that causes visions and stuff? Do you carry that?
Does he have a brand that has his face on there yet?
Is that next to Lipton, or is that in a different aisle somewhere? Do you keep that somewhere else? Like, do you keep that in the front where the cigarettes are, where you have to go and use the key? You got to get the manager to unlock it for you so I can go out and get them? Is that where you keep them? Okay, because that's where I'll go. Where's that ayahuasca tea?
What do you got for us, Burke?
They keep them in the back where it's dark.
Stagger around and may or may not be on that shelf. Now, with the MLS, I would say this. Right? Maybe they had the blueprint because they've got the deal with Apple TV, right? MLS season pass. I subscribe to it, watch the games as we go through. Maybe the Pac-12 could have learned from them when it's all said and done, right? That this was the new age, because if this comes to fruition, then that deal is going to look like absolute genius. Now, there's rumors in the larger financial worlds, like, and a lot of thought pieces of, shouldn't Apple just buy ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but we talk about live sports as the last bastion of must-see television. MLS, Messi is must-see television.
Get ready.
He may open the floodgates. You may finally have that parade of players that say, all right, he's making it there, and if you're getting a cut of jersey sales, you're getting all this, maybe I want to go live in the States for a couple of years and go become a hero on another continent.
That's how big a deal it is. Next 5 years, top four sport. I mean, we're talking about NBA today. Well, we got the big MLS story. We have the Messi story. We have this, we have that. That's how big it is. Soccer's here. It's 2023. That was the year it finally landed.
I just remember looking at the first images of Beckham after Messi was on the pitch and everything. Like, he looked like a little kid like the rest of us watching him play. So it's all good because he's seeing dollar signs too.
Do I get to do more commercials? Well, can I do another one with the Manning guy about the crisps? Can I do that? I want to do that commercial again. Can we do it? You still want to talk to me, right? All right, that's great.
Crisps.
Twitter at X at How About a Fresca. X, Mike at Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Football fans, return of our popular Saturday and Sunday pregame shows. Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM. Return this weekend. Be sure to tune into Fox Sports Radio every
every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff from now all the way through Super Bowl Sunday. On Saturdays, Brian Noe, former Penn State All-American Rich Ornberger, and betting analyst Jared Smith will walk you right up to college football kickoffs. Rich Ornberger, by the way, taking time away from tracking the Padres and their chances at the playoffs to do this show. So he is really stepping up. Dr. Rich, yes.
I think he's ripping up all his research for that.
And on Sundays, Brian Noe, 8-year NFL vet Jeff Schwartz, and professional bettor Bill Krackenberger will lead you right up to the early NFL kickoffs. You can listen to Countdown to Kickoff weekend mornings starting this Saturday right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Well, coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show, there's one quarterback who is going to play for his team this weekend, and I expect him to be traded next week. Who is it? We'll tell you next right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Keeper's Heart is a new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you gotta try it. Drink responsibly. We have some crazy James Harden comments coming up in about 10 minutes, and I feel like Nathan Jessup in A Few Good Men. Is there any other kind? No, but we do. We have some crazy James Harden comments coming up in a few minutes. But as we get set for NFL action this weekend, there are certain stories that are going to stand out above all others. We talked about Jordan Love and his continued development in Green Bay.
Sure.
And the situation with Trey Lance, who's going to play this weekend for the 49ers, and I expect this to be his final game as a 49er. And he's going to be traded sometime in the next week to 10 days. Every day you see online somebody saying something incredibly awful about him, right? Whether it's LeSean McCoy saying he shouldn't have been in the first round pick, he shouldn't be in the league. You have guys saying that he should go to the CFL. I mean, this is where it's at. Trey Lance, who once upon a time was going to be the next great quarterback for the 49ers, hasn't worked out that way. Yeah, they found a way around it with Garoppolo and now to Brock Purdy, who was clearly the number one quarterback, and now Sam Darnold has likely eclipsed Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. There's no place for him to succeed there. Every single throw is under scrutiny. Every day, look at what he did today in 7-on-7s. He threw three balls were intercepted, one that could have been. He can't win. He can't win in San Francisco anymore. And he's going to need a change of scenery. And someone's going to trade for him because they will say, hey, we are not settled with our quarterback position. How about a conditional sixth round pick for Trey Lance? And the Niners will say yes, because they can't keep going forward with him on the roster. It's too big of a distraction from everything else. They're not doing him any favors. You want to give more reps to Sam Darnold. We're going to continue to keep him on the team as a third string quarterback and not just nagging at everybody throughout the season. The Niners know they have to move on. And there are some teams, now you're getting into camp, you get a couple of weeks in, everybody will have played a couple of games after this weekend. Okay, how do we feel about our quarterback position? Well, we can maybe get a former first round pick, not really give up anything, and see if it works. See if he's a change of scenery guy, because all these teams will go back to how they evaluated him coming out of college, because he hasn't had a lot of games. So they'll say, hey, we evaluated him as this kind of prospect coming out of college. We'll go back to that and think we can do it. So, yeah, here's a sixth-round pick conditional. Hey, conditional fifth-round pick that could turn it, that stays a fifth-round pick if he stays on the roster or reverts to a sixth-round pick. There's many different things you can happen, but the Trey Lance trade is going to happen any day.
Well, at some point, you just realize you've got your sunk cost situation, right? You're not getting those picks back. And at this point, the path to him getting on the field is difficult, right? Not that the 49ers haven't had their share of injuries and created some strange things in the quarterback room, right? We were talking last week about Philip Rivers as a contingency plan if Garoppolo wasn't ready, and then Garoppolo with the disconnect, all of those things that came into play. I mean, you could write a three-season drama. Bring back quarterback, or what was it, the ESPN show all those years ago?
Playmakers.
That's what I'm looking for.
Where the league said, hey, you can't do the show anymore.
It's too real.
All right, that's fine.
That looks too much like Situation XYZ. Get that out! Be gone.
We tried to get Any Given Sunday canceled, but Oliver Stone was still going to make that movie.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Guy lost an eye during a game, and they didn't even stop.
Yep, keep moving. But the idea being Sam Darnold, only 25 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got guys that are getting ready to start for the first time, right?
He's 8 years younger than Stetson Bennett. I mean, Bennett played in his first NFL game at 33 the other day.
But legitimately, he and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, they're rookies.
Yeah.
And they are as old or a few days older than Sam Darnold.
Thompson-Robinson had 9 years at UCLA, so there was that.
Look, we keep doing the eye check, right? You're rubbing your eyes going, that's actually him, right? He's not still going to be on the sidelines prowling for UCLA later. No, it's done. It's done, and he's actually looked pretty good from what we've seen thus far in Cleveland. But for the 49ers, we know the rest of the organization, they've had their successes. Quarterback, they've taken their swings. And with Trey Lance, this is one you just have to recognize. You went for the big project guy, and you overbought, right? You decided, we're going all in. This is our guy. And I never fault the team for doing it, right? Just like in 2017. You didn't like the Bears and Mitchell Trubisky. They decided that was the guy. At the time, it probably should have been Deshaun Watson based on what he had done in college. Patrick Mahomes, everybody said, the pinball numbers won't work. And now revisionist history is what it is. But you take your swing at your guy. But at some point, you have to recognize this isn't working. And having him around to where it's, all right, he and Sam Darnold. Because look, Brock Purdy's coming off a major injury. So to think he's going through 17 games unscathed, that and league's got tape on him too. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be able to adjust? Right? We saw a very short sample size and fell in love with the guy. And that doesn't mean it can't carry over. But he's going to go through growing pains. And if Trey Lance is around there, it just creates more havoc in the meeting rooms and around your your facility as you... I mean, we even saw that picture that was making the rounds of, here's everybody looking at plays and sequences, and he's staring over at a wall. Like, yeah. So people are trying to bring every bit of poison that they can to the situation. Yeah. So it's time to excise it.
And look, there's teams, when I say teams will trade for him, they will say, hey, come in as our number two, learn the playbook for a while, stay out of the public eye, and then we'll see where we're at middle of the season. A team like New England, because there's lots of teams that can do that. Like
they got Bailey Zappe.
Steelers can do that with Kenny Pickett. The Commanders can do it. Hey, are they Sam Howell? You never know. But a team like New England, because you know Bill Belichick doesn't really have the warm fuzzies for Mac Jones. Trey Lance comes in midseason. We make that move.
Look at you.
Telling you, that's a great fit for him
You just said you still believe in Trey Lance.
X at Outbound of Fresca, X at Swollen Dome, or I'm trying to get the Patriots to finish last.
No,
but I like them there. Coming up next, again, we got that crazy comment by James Harden. Get ready. The NBA offseason drama is about to kick off again. This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.